close contact services such as hairdressers, beauticians and barbers. They opened their doors today in Northern Ireland for the first time since St. Stephen's Day. This day next week, it's going to be beer gardens reopen in the north. Well, Henry McKean has been in Newry for us to gauge the atmosphere and see if there has been much cross-border travel from nearby Dundalk. Henry, what is the mood like there?
Yeah, people are smiling. There's a lot of joy, not just the ladies, but the men too. Many people are crossing the border and many of them did decline to be interviewed. I saw a lot of Republic of Ireland registered cars, and hairdressers said they've served many southern customers. Don't you just love it when they call you a southerner? Remember, it's an only 10-minute drive from the Republic of Ireland, you know, the Republic of Ireland border. And so for many, it's very tempting. I visited Dapper Gents, a hipster barber's for men with trendy beards. Here is the manager, Cleena.
It feels brilliant. It feels so good to be back after being like off for so long, doing nothing. It just makes you feel so much better. You feel so fresh. You're just ready for it. You know, you need to get down, get your hair cut, get it done. So all the young ones are like, give me a skin fade. The older ones are like, give me a 3 back and sides. I'm like, listen, you're not that old. Get the skin fade. Just go for it.
Are people coming up from across the border yet?
Yeah, we have. We've got a few ones from like Ravensdale direction.
Which is literally minutes from here.
Yeah, it's literally so close. So I don't see why they're not open the same time as us. I don't think it's very fair because we're like so on the border.
Mark, you're getting your hair cut here in Dapper Gents. How does it feel?
Feels great. Finally get a cut. A lot of weight off my shoulders.
Chris, how does it feel to be back?
Great. It's super to be back. You know, we're getting in the swing of things again. We were all a bit nervous this morning, but we're getting there. We're getting there, slowly but surely.
And here in Northern Ireland, lots of people have been vaccinated. Yes. You're on the 40-year-olds now, aren't you? Or is it, you're 30-something?
I'm 29, thank you. So, but I'll take 30-something.
So you haven't been vaccinated
no,
yet?
No, I haven't been vaccinated yet, no. So I haven't.
And can you understand why people from perhaps just across the border want to get their hair cut?
Oh yeah, of course, yeah, of course. It makes people feel good, you know, especially at these times. Everybody's kind of looking a wee pick-me-up, aren't they? So they are.
How does it feel to finally get a professional haircut and a professional beard cut?
It's absolutely brilliant. It's been 4 months, and this guy, Chris, is brilliant at his job. So I'm delighted.
And can you understand why people come across the border if they want to get their haircut?
It's just, it's a personal choice to do that, but I can understand the feeling that people have and the frustration not having had their haircut for a number of months.
All right, some of the people in Dapper Gents there. Henry, I mean, do you have enough hair left for a cut and a blow dry?
Well, I was very tempted. And the fact is I'm really bald. So, yeah, I do actually need to get my hair cut because I just look like a mad scientist. I was
as opposed to just plain mad at the best of the times. people must be excited, are they?
Oh, no, they are. They are. People are. They're very excited. There's a lot of joy in the air. You could say even emotion. And remember, Northern Irish people, they always had these trendy, sharp looking cuts. Here are the views of people who've just had their hair cut.
It feels absolutely amazing. It's like Christmas. I no longer look like Boris Johnson. I actually look like me.
So you're saying you look like Boris before all this?
Oh, it was mad mental. Hair sticking out everywhere and it's so long and terrible looking.
Can you understand why people are coming in from the south to get their hair cut, to get their hair coloured?
I do, yes, but at the same time I think we have priority. Well, I know my hairdresser gives priority to her regulars.
Oh, it's a relief after, what's the lockdown, 4 or 5 months nearly. And I think it was 3 months before that since the last one, so it's just been great. But the queues aren't great, that's the only problem. I was there from 8:45 until 10:30 before I got in.
That's a big queue.
Oh, they can only let 2 people in the shop at a time, so.
And can you understand why people are coming across the border to get work done, to get their hair done?
Of course. If it was the other way around, we probably would have went the other way.
You've got really scraggly hair. You must be delighted to get your hair cut.
Yes, I'm glad to see things getting a wee bit back to normal.
And is there a difference between a Republican hairstyle and a Loyalist hairstyle?
I never seen a Republican hairstyle. I never seen any.
That's a great question, Henry. Is there a difference between a Republican and a Loyalist hairstyle? I mean, you visited other salons as well, but beyond Dapper Gents. How are they all getting on?
Yeah. I met one lady with a southern accent who was rushing for an appointment. She declined an interview. I also visited Enhance Aesthetics Skincare Clinic, who do dermal fillers and Botox and stuff like that. And I went to lots and lots of hairdressers. And here is Gabriel Byrne, who has been styling bops for decades. And you can hear a lot of hair dryers going off in this clip.
Gabriel, this is Gerard McKay's salon.
That's right.
And we've got the hair dryers going off in the background. How does it feel to be reopening today?
It's wonderful to be back today, and all our customers are delighted.
Yeah, great.
And there's a customer here, you're delighted?
Yes, delighted.
Can you understand why people from Dundalk want to get their hair cut?
Yes, I do. They've been closed for so long. Desperation has now set in, so they're coming down the road now. And I think next week we'll be really busy here. Hopefully we'll get cross-border trade. And hopefully the south of Ireland will open very shortly also.
You're getting your hair professionally washed. How does it feel?
Marvellous. My name is Dr. Helen Campbell, and I own Enhanced Aesthetics Skincare Clinic in Newry. So we're really excited to get open today, which is great. And people are very excited to get their injectables again. So we offer anti-wrinkle treatments. We offer filler treatments, cheek fillers, lip fillers. Botox.
Right through the lockdown, people had to go without. Can you understand why people are coming across the border?
I can understand. There is an urgency there, especially if you're used to getting your treatments every month or two, and then suddenly you haven't had anything for the greater part of a year. You know, people are getting really desperate, you know, and probably a little bit fed up, and they just need that little boost to make themselves feel better, look better. I think especially with like our line of treatment, you know, people are doing Zoom calls and things, and they're really homing in on their appearance, you know, so I can totally understand where they're coming from, because we're all in the same boat, you know. Yes, people are ringing through our Facebook and our Instagram pages, people are messaging, and everything these days is mostly online, so we're trying to make it as convenient as we can for people, yeah.
Now, Dr. Helen Campbell there from Enhanced Aesthetics. Henry, were you stopped at all at the border on your way up?
No.
Any checkpoints?
No, I wasn't stopped at all. I didn't see any checkpoints this morning, but this evening there are some checkpoints. There is a bit of a tailback if you're travelling from Dundalk to Newry on the M1. There is a big tailback, but earlier nothing at all. And the Newry businesses, they are hoping for a bumper weekend. They're encouraging people from the Republic to come and give them business. And you've also got to remember, Northern Ireland's vaccine program is way ahead of ours. They're jabbing the 35 to 39 year olds, and they actually hope to have the 18 to 29 year olds done by the end of May. Here is Dan O'Hare from O'Hare Grooming.
Feels great to go back and see the chance back again and get back and do what we do best, you know. It's been a long time, it's been 4 months now. Yeah, just get back, you can reopen. You know, it's a long time coming. We get a lot of people from the south coming down as well, you know. Actually, it's good to see everyone, you know what I mean? New faces, old faces. Take anyone, you know.
And the fact that in the Republic we still can't get a professional haircut, you can understand that frustration.
Yes, what I mean, yes. It's going to your closest town, you know what I mean? So we're just over the border here, so we get a lot of people from the dock coming down, you know. Obviously, because they're not open.
I'm George. It's actually great to be back.
It's great.
Yeah. It is, of course it is. My name is Lungules Gheorghisorin.
And you're from Shop Barbers?
Yes. Has been a queue up until 5 minutes ago, but it's all good now.
And how does it feel to be reopened?
It's feeling great. It's actually great.
Oh,
especially
there goes somebody looking for an appointment.
Of course, but I can't do it now. It has been really, really good, and it's busy since this morning, and I think it's going to be busy all day. Especially whenever in the afternoon people will finish work. And that's going to be another queue outside. We are meant to be by appointments only, and we are trying to do our best to keep the law right, you know.
And can you understand why people are coming from across the border to get their haircut?
Of course we understand, because for some people it's essential. We had a few customers from the south, and I think there will be more from coming days.
Yeah, Barber George there, ending Henry McKean's report on cross-border haircuts as Northern Ireland reopens for business. For some business, today it's beer gardens next week that are going to open this day next week in the north. Henry McKean, thanks a million for that.